Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
Let's talk high school basketball here today on the Coach's Corner. Gearing up for what's going to be an extremely busy week. The Carbondino Boys Squad, they have two games this week. Girls play two as well. Tonight, they take on Grantsville. Live coverage of that game is going to begin at 6:30 on KRPX 95.3 The Peak. We'll also talk about the two boys games, one tomorrow on The Peak and another on Friday. Over the phone, we have Coach Jared Butler right now. Coach, always great to get you on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, as I mentioned, on the road this past weekend, tough couple of games as well. I mean, we know that that trip definitely provides a lot of difficulty, provides a pretty good strength of schedule, and unfortunately, it's two losses.
Yeah, we like it. We like to be able to get down there and see a lot of schools as well other than just the games we're playing. It's nice to see some other teams that are in our region as well as that we could see later. But yeah, Grantsville and Enterprise are both really good programs and really good teams.
In talking with you previously, Coach, I know that 4-0 start was great. You weren't necessarily thrilled with practice, I know, leading up to that JUAB contest. Boys ended up figuring out a way to get a win, probably a game. It's very difficult when you give up 19 offensive boards. Then you got to go on the road. I mean, I don't want to say it was an emotional win against JUAB, but when you win a game that's that closely contested, you wonder if there's a hangover. Did that play a factor at all in your mind?
I don't think so. I think I woke the guys up a little bit to the fact that, you know, we squeaked by. That JUAB team is very good. They went down and they played two smaller schools, but they did really well down there and won both of their games. They're big and athletic, and you know, they're just still in football mode. But they, I never dreamed we could have pulled that game off, giving up that many offensive rebounds. But they fought well. Grantsville was similar to that. We not so much we tied them on the rebounds, but we turned the ball. They turned us over 20 times, and you know, that's you're not going to win too many basketball games when that happens. And partially when we got down 6, 8, 10, 12, we started to rush a little bit more so. And then they did throw a little press on us for a bit. But most of that was just I felt we were out of sorts. And credit them. They're really athletic. And they just shot lights out against us. And I didn't feel like we were – really out of position a ton. I know on the backside they have a really good set where they'll screen off the ball and continue to move, and they do really well. Plus, you know, two or three shooters with a good post player. So I didn't feel it was most. I felt like we showed up ready to play. You know, it just we ran into, and then the next night with Enterprise. They've got two bigs inside that work well together, and so we ran a couple of defenses at them, but they shot well the night before against Ogden. I was talking with their coach. You know, I watched that game, too. They didn't hit those shots, and they ended up getting beat by Ogden, but against us, they hit them, and we didn't shoot like we're capable yet, I don't think. So things are – I feel positive even though we came away with a couple of losses. It's definitely not for effort, and definitely we kind of are who we are, and we're working through, and there's some things we obviously can improve on, but it wasn't a negative thing, even though we lost, if that makes sense.
Definitely. And when you say that you guys didn't shoot the basketball the way you're capable of, Coach, when I look at this team, really outside of putting up 74 points against North St. Pete, I don't think this offense has really peaked yet. I think you guys are capable of constantly averaging anywhere from 60, 65 points a contest, which really would put you above typically the average of what we see in the 3A classification. I think you guys are capable of that.
Yeah, and you know, both games where we take the losses, they were shooting up in the high. I mean, I think Grantsville was 12 for 26 from the 3-point line, you know, and that's they're on fire with that. And But yeah, I haven't felt, and that's what I talked to the guys about is, you know, I want them to just strive to be consistent. That's all I'm asking. We can, and I think we're doing that with our effort, and I think we're doing that with, you know, the majority of the defensive side of things. But offensively, you can't let the first couple of shots dictate how your game's going to be. And mentally, that's where we need to improve, I feel, because I've had, you know, a couple of our better shooters have two or three really good games and then just be non-existent the next game. And if we can get all of us together, that's when we'll, and I think that's the goal of every team probably, but we'll just do what we can do.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Jared Butler of the Carbon Dino Boys basketball team. Coach, as we look ahead this week, it is a fun week. I like these two matchups, Wednesday, South Summit, Friday, South Sevier. I had a chance to watch the South Summit team. I mean, they're gritty. They're undefeated at 3-0. They got some kids that can score the basketball. This is a deep team, and we're going to see a matchup zone, which is typical with South Summit. When you look at this game on paper, what are some of the difficulties and what are some of the things you think your team can exploit?
Well, I watched the Emory game, and I'm in the process of finishing up the Providence Hall. That's the only two I have of them, and they have the big athletic kid inside, and then they have some guys that go off. I really like this number five that comes off the bench for them. Mm-hmm. He played well in the first one I watched, but he's playing well in this one. But they look like every South Summit team. You know, they just look like they're gonna work hard, going to work hard, and their defense, it's a little bit deceptive, I'm sure. It just seems like we saw people picking us up a lot more than they're doing that. So I was kind of wondering to see. And if it is, they're showing more of that zone against Providence Hall. But I think we just need to work on penetrating more than we are, being more patient. We're rushing a little bit. We've worked on that yesterday in practice and getting that ball moving and then penetrating the gaps and then having wide open kick, if not a layup. And if we can get that working against them, I think we should be in good shape. I like the fact that I'm looking at their shooting. We've definitely seen better shooting teams so far. No disrespect to them. I'm sure there's just a few games, and that's how they've played it. Just go inside a little more. But we might be able to run a few zones at them and, as well as a man and see what happens, see what we can switch up a little bit and see what might work best for us.
And then on Friday, South Sevier, that's one of the most difficult places to go and get a victory.
Yeah, and I got to see them play twice. It's the same team that's been there for 3 years. So they're all seniors this year, and they're really gritty, and they play well together, and they shoot the ball really well. It was funny to watch Grantsville the night after we play them, and some of those shots weren't falling, but Grantsville's good enough to still pull off an 8 or 10 point lead win. I'm not sure what it was, but yeah. That's a place where those kids have shot thousands of baskets, and they've it's a really good crowd for them, and it's a really good home court advantage for them. But we've played well in there in the past, and hopefully we can worry about that come Thursday. But right now, just kind of focusing on South Summit.
Well, it's definitely going to be a very entertaining week of basketball, Coach. It's great to get you back on, and it's great to kind of get an update on the way the team is playing. It's great to hear that you like the way you're progressing. You know, sometimes you just look at the win losses, say back-to-back losses, it's a negative thing. But as you break it down, I mean, there's always some positives, right, in suffering losses, specifically early on in the season.
Yeah, and, you know, I try to be honest with the kids. That Grantsville team right now, we play them 10 times. I'm not sure how many times we can beat them, you know. But later in the season, if we progress, and then, you know, if you do match up and and you're doing well, anything can happen as you try to improve. But as of right now, pound for pound, you know, they're rolling. And I see the team Manti down there. They're rolling. There's some teams that just look like they're a little bit, you know, ahead of some of us other teams. But that's not meaning that. And I don't know if that's the right or wrong way. I'm still learning as a coach on how to handle what I say and how we coach. But I tend to, the more honest that I can be, the more they just pick up and say, okay, then that means we've got to do this and this and this in order to be competitive. And then if we go do it, I think it'll be better in the long run. So, I mean, it's a loss, but, I mean, those teams, both of them, you know, Enterprise comes off two back-to-back second places in state, and they're probably going to be there again this year. They're just a great program. So I don't take a whole lot into it. I mean, yeah, we want to win, but it's got to be realistic.
Coach, always a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Jordan.
Let's pause for just a moment. Plenty coming up here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to talk some NFL football. It's Football Tuesday. Vinny Rondinelli will join me right after this.